This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new report finds wind and solar power are growing fast across the U.S., especially in the West. In Colorado, they produce about 40% of the state's electricity. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
The report from the nonpartisan research group Climate Central says that's partly because costs have dropped sharply over the past decade, down about 75% for solar and down roughly 50% for wind. Climate Central's Caitlin Trudeau says last year, wind and solar powered more than 79 million homes across the U.S.
These are really cheap sources of energy, and they're abundant. We've got them. We've got wind, we've got sun.
At the same time, electricity demand is rising, driven in part by energy-hungry data centers and growing heating and cooling use in homes and businesses. Trudeau says that could put pressure on utilities to keep pace, even as policy and grid constraints create uncertainty. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Frustrated neighbors of the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs are cheering the state legislature this week. A House committee voted down a bill which would have given local governments control over noise regulations. Murray Ralph says he and other neighbors of the amphitheater feared passage of the bill would allow the local government to let concerts exceed noise standards.
Our strategy was simply the truth. I mean, all we did was just told them what our experience was and how local control, at least in Colorado Springs, just simply failed.
A group of residents is currently suing the venue to lower concert volume. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.